This is Lee Chambers
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
Right, OK, so the Amnesty Bookshop on Mill Road, a bit of a landmark feature, particularly if you're familiar with Mill Road, but it's moved. Eager-eyed people will have spotted that it's moved not far down the road, but it has moved to new premises. So when I met the store manager, David Float, I asked him, first of all, why?
We've been at the old location since 1998, and we're quite happy to be there and wanted to stay there, as did the landlord. Unfortunately, however, it's Cambridge. The property prices, very tempting for people to develop, and they're developing. Unfortunately, it was going to mean a minimum of about a six-month break in trading if we were to start that property, and we just couldn't. So we had to cast our eyes and look for somewhere else.
And was it important to you to stay on Mill Road?
It was very important to stay on Mill Road as much as we could. Cambridge allowing those sort of property price issues sort of work in our disfavour that way too. It was very difficult to find anywhere, certainly within a charity budget in the current climate. Ideally, we want to stay on Mill Road, and that's where I've been looking for about 18 months. Just every time I came into Mill Road, up and down it, and see if there are any boards, found nothing for 18 months. And it was a stroke of pure luck, I think, in the end, that we found this.
And you want to make it a going concern as well, because this contributes to Amnesty's surplus.
Absolutely right. Being sort of the best part of 20 years, we've got a very firm foot in the community, a very good support from customers, local customers, local volunteers. It's a wonderful community. I wasn't aware of Mill Road. I'm not from Cambridge originally until I started to volunteer in the shop 4 years ago, and was really struck by what a lovely location it is. And it's very, very us. It suits the bookshop. It suits Amnesty. It's very vibrant, very supportive Mill Road traders. So we very much wanted to stay here. It's the core of everything we do. And the fact it ended up being this side of the bridge and only 100 yards, or according to Google, 125 yards from number 46, it was kind of almost perfect.
And I know it's early days, but have you seen any effect on trading yet?
Well, of course, we were a little worried that it would disrupt things. We've been having a very good year. For the last couple of years, things have been doing very well, all thanks to the tremendous amount of work going on with the volunteers here, which have increased numbers over the last 2 years. Very visibly, lots of work going on, the windows changing. We were always complimented on how the shop looked and what was going on. So we were rather worrying that just to up sticks and move. And of course, you can't get the word around very easily that we were relocating. We tried as hard as we could. So we thought if it was going to have anything, it would have, certainly maybe in the short term, a detrimental effect. But we were very, very pleasantly surprised to find it's possibly had the reverse.
And how many bookshops does Amnesty have?
We currently have 8, with one exception. They're in larger cities around the UK, from Edinburgh to Brighton, north to south. The one exception is one in Great Morven, where I believe I'm right in saying that the person who had the idea to sell books on behalf of Amnesty lives, had the right to actually start a shop, very local to her. And so that's where we are at the moment. We were 7 at the end of last year. We opened up in Edinburgh at the very end of last year, and we're looking for number 9 actively.
And it does make a financial contribution to Amnesty, does it?
It makes a very big financial contribution to Amnesty. Amnesty has been a very traditional fundraiser in what it's been looking to do. Oxfam, a very known high street charity retailer, and Amnesty had never really sort of considered itself in that bracket, but we're looking at ways that we can build on what we've got. The shops do make a very good contribution, and not just in terms of raising funds, which of course are very useful, but they operate as really quite good platforms. We're trying to bring into the shop increasingly ways that we can make people aware of what the work that we do, without sort of trying to evangelise or whatever. It's a bookshop primarily, but of letting people know actually sort of what we're standing for and what we're trying to do. Yeah, and increasingly so. I think what we're sort of trying to do with the shops that we have currently is to find out how we can improve and how we can build on that, not just in the locations that we have. And Cambridge is a real jewel, I think, because of the nature of the city, from the ones that are centred fairly spread out across the country, to try and find ways that we can't broaden out from that into those regions.
And of course, you can buy books, second-hand books, in charity shops. What makes the Amnesty Bookshop different?
That's true, you can. There are some charity shops that have very good book sections. I think it was that drew me towards a specific bookshop run behalf of a charity when I first started to look to volunteer in 2013, I think. What we're able to do in this shop particularly, I can talk about this one particularly, is because the quality of donations and the quantity of donations that we're given means that we can be quite discriminating about what we put out. Part of me would like a much bigger shop so we could try and sell everything we're given. We could quite happily have, you know, a sort of 50p, all books 50p rummage area. The shop could be three times as big as this and we'd be out of stock it. But because we've always been sort of pushed for space, and we are all generously given to, I have to say, I compliment the volunteers for the wonderful operations we have here. It's also absolutely down to the quality of the donations that we're given very generously here. And it being Cambridge, we are absolutely sport for choice. What we try to do is really to consider ourselves as much a bookshop as we are a fundraising shop on behalf of Amnesty. And I think that possibly the wider that the word is getting out around Cambridge is that we're here and what we're doing, I think we're being appreciated that. And actually, Cambridge is a little short of used bookshops. And so the fact we've got one actually, which I would like to think actually is still more keenly priced than one run for profit might be. We do try to make sure that we do as much justice to the donations we possibly can do. We try not to undersell, but we get so much we like to move them through as fast as we can. So striking a nice balance between making sure that they're affordable and people buy them quickly and in volume, but also maximising the unit take on each of them is an interesting balance. But I think that's pretty much marks it out actually, that we've got categories from, you know, the standard genre fictions through, I think we've got a specific shelf on topography, and we've got a couple of shelves on Latin and Greek text. So we can be really picky. And I think it's the sort of thing that people come and shop for something specifically rather than actually just sort of coming out and seeing, you know, sort of what's on the shelves and luck into a buy. I think you might find actually what you might be looking for here.
And you mentioned the volunteers. They're crucial, aren't they?
Oh, 100%. I'd like to say increasingly so. If what we're trying to do is possibly to increase the take that Amnesty can make in its investment by having employees running bookshops, we do need volunteers actually to increasingly be taking care of actually the day-to-day operations of the shop. It's been something we've been trying to work our way up to here over the last 2 or 3 years when the shop was actually really quite short of volunteers. It was a very fixed thing, and we had lots and lots of, and actually many of these volunteers are still with us. It ran really wonderfully well. But if we really wanted to maximise the increase in levels of donations that we were given, we needed more, and volunteers have not been forthcoming. So I think we've managed to increase our numbers very steadily from something in the higher teens maybe 3 years ago to something approaching 40 now, and we'd like to see more. So we're still looking out for volunteers. But principally, I've always thought of this shop as almost its primary function is to be an opportunity for local people to not even local, actually. We get people in from Ely and further flung than that, to actually come and do something that's fun and engaging and with which they can commit and spend sort of a period of time for the future actually coming to do. And that's what we try to do, is create a fun place to work, an interesting place to work, something that's always, there's always something happening. The camaraderie here is very good. And so it all begins with that, and everything else that follows on from it, all the good work that actually that Amnesty might be able to do on the back of funds that we raise here, it all starts with the volunteers.
And you've been trading for a few weeks now, but you're having your official opening next week. Tell me about that.
We are, yes. It became an increasing rush to get ourselves out, and this shop is actually markedly smaller than number 46. As I said, we could have done something that was bigger than its 1,100 square feet. We're by necessity in something a little smaller here, but we're trying to make it work in the space we have. So everything's, it's taken a month or so for us to get ourselves settled in and get up to working well in a new area and to deal with the things that we need to do in a new space. And we thought we wouldn't rush to do an opening, which is really pretty much a thank you to the volunteers primarily. Everyone pitched in, and it was a very sunny and warm bank holiday, August bank holiday weekend, when it just so happened that was going to be the timing when we had to move. We had to be out by the 1st of September, and this place wasn't ready until I think it was the Thursday before that weekend. And so we sort of girded our loins and went for it. And the volunteers all pretty much pitched in, getting the previous shop ready to move, bring on sales, to move stock through, and getting things all packaged up and ready to move, and pitching in over those 3 days was just an absolutely remarkable and a wonderful thing for me to experience. It's a fabulous thing to work around here, the spirit of the place, but actually for those 3 days it was really sort of concentrated. And so it's a nice thing to actually effectively to mark a new chapter in the Amnesty Bookshop in Cambridge, to say thanks to the volunteers and get them along to come along and sort of appreciate the work we've done and look forward to the future, but also to see if we couldn't possibly invite some people along who might be able to help us get the word even further around Cambridge, so we can actually sort of carry on doing the good work and maybe encourage more donations and more offers of volunteers and more customers.
And you've got the wonderful Ali Smith coming.
We do. That's a bit of a coup, isn't it?
It is.
We do. Ali's been a supporter of the shop for quite a while. Predates my relationship with the shop. She donates books to us and she comes and shops here. I don't know her, certainly not well enough to have tempted my luck in asking her, but some of the volunteers know her really quite well and asked her, and she sort of came pretty much straight back and said that she'd been honoured to. So we are honoured that she's honoured.
Well, have a lovely time. Hope it goes well.
Well, thank you very much.
That's David Float, store manager at the Amnesty Bookshop. It just looked rather fabulous, the new bookshop. Why not pop in and say hello to them? They are the town side of Mill Road, not over the bridge, and nearer town than they were before. Pop in and say hello. It looks very good indeed. Thank you to them for making me very welcome there.